Continuing with Sfiras HaOmer, today let us talk about the laws of Sfiras HaOmer relating to a child, a katan. Is a katan chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Is there a mitzvah of chinuch on Sfiras? And in general, you have to remember Sfiras HaOmer, when does chinuch begin? Chinuch begins when the child is old enough in order to understand the mitzvah. And it really is, in many mitzvahs, it depends upon what the age of chinuch for each mitzvah depends upon when the child is old enough to appreciate that particular mitzvah. Well, you can't go give a kazayis, all the large kazayis, and say the chinuch begins in a child at, let's say, 5 years old. Okay, you already teach him to say Shema Yisrael. But you don't teach him when he's 5 years old to say the Kriya Shema, to say Shema Yisrael all the way to Vayomer. It's too hard. Pesach night, you give him a little matzah. You're not going to make the child go eat all the kazaysim, to go eat the two kazaysim, and then to eat another kazayis for korech, and another kazayis for afikoymin. You give him a little... What? Two kazaysim afikoymin. You're not going to make him a sugar. You give him a little piece. And the zehu, every mitzvah of chinuch begins at a time when the child, that particular mitzvah, the child is able to become that particular mitzvah. So the question is, what about Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer seems to be from those mitzvahs which there is a very high threshold to be mekayim. Because you have to explain to a child that the goal is 50 days. Many children don't have a very clear appreciation of time. When is a child, it's very easy, you go talk to a child, like very little children, someone two years old, 3 years old. Okay, you can get a toy. When you get a toy, next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, they don't relate. What do you mean? What does it mean next Tuesday? Now, maybe they could understand what it means tomorrow. Maybe they understand what it means Shabbos. But time is something which it takes children maturity. It takes time, okay? Right. To them to understand what time is all about and relate to time. When you tell a child, we're going to count Sfira. We're going to count Sfira. Every single day for 50 days. Every single day for 50 days in order to make a mitzvah of, how are you? Good morning. How's everything? Good to see you. In order to make the mitzvah of sphere of 50 days, to Nimois, there should be a shlemus of 50 complete days, not missing any single day, and the sphere should begin. And the sphere should begin on the first day and should end 50 days later. This concept of time, and especially tminus in time, is something that small children have a very hard time relating to, and it takes them many years. They have to be a little bit older in order to appreciate this concept. Therefore, the question is there, let's say, take a six-year-old kid, and you explain to him, I don't know the psychology of what age when they understand this. Let's say you take a child that's not yet holding that appreciation of what it means 50 days. What does it mean to have 50 days without any interruption? There should be tmimas. He doesn't have that appreciation. But he does have an appreciation that you're counting. He understands. Count Dracula. You ever watch Sesame Street? One cookie, two cookies, three cookies. He has an appreciation of counting, but he doesn't have an appreciation of counting 50 days. Is there such an inyan of telling the child, okay, we're going to count. Tonight we're going to count. Today is 3 days in the Omer. Or do we say that if the child can't have an appreciation of the big picture of what Tmimos is all about, don't even bother. That's not the way you do chinuch. Chinuch, there's a very big debate among the poskim. What is chinuch? Is chinuch, you give him a lemon. For a little of an asterisk, to give the kid a lemon and a baseball bat. And is yoitz in the midst of dalad minin. Just make sure it doesn't hit you. Is that chinuch? The vast majority say that's not chinuch. Chinuch, they have a very, very, very hard line approach. It's a very, I don't know why it's like that, but they have a very hard line approach to chinuch. It's all or nothing. If you want to do mitzvah of chinuch, you have to give a child a little of an asterisk that is kosher. It has to be kosher to some degree. It might not be the most mehudar, but it has to be kosher. If it's not kosher, you're wasting your time. You're not being mechanich the mitzvah. You're not being mechanich the mitzvah. Chanoich lanar al pi darkoi. You're wasting your time.
All these fake toys you see in
tefillin.
Yeah, yeah.
Being big craze today. It's an interesting thing.
I mean, that's my only point.
So that's the question. It's a very big debate. It's a very, very big debate. Like, let's say, I saw that they make make believe tefillin. Okay, little children, they put. It's make believe tefillin for little children. A little talus, little tefillin, and they sell it in Eichler's. Is that something that is proper? Listen, you can. I don't know the answer. L'chore no. But what? So what's the alternative? You should be watching television. You should be playing this Game Boy. What? What's the alternative? You know, it's.
There was a famous story, which I assume really happened, that where a teacher, you know, the children were very short.
Mezuzah. Yav Kamenetsky. So another child, Yaki, you go to kindergarten. So in the kindergarten, they put the mezuzah low down. I actually saw this in the kindergarten. The mezuzah was all the way down on towards the bottom. So the mechanech, the children, to kiss the mezuzah, to show them what is a mezuzah, to kiss the mezuzah. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once came to such a kindergarten, he saw the mezuzah low down, so he said, you're making a very big, that's not chinuch. Chinuch is you put the mezuzah in the right place, and you lift the child up. You pick the child up. Right. I know. Right. So that's another thing, because you're not okay. It touches upon this concept, because the truth is in the kindergarten there's no chiv to have a mezuzah. In a school you don't make a bracha on the mezuzah. So anyway, the whole reason why it's there for the children is all right. So this is a very big debate. This is a big debate. Where do you draw the line? But derech klal, it appears that most posts can follow the rule that it's either all or nothing. It's all or nothing. If you do a mitzvah, it has to be done b'shleimus, and you teach the children to chap on to that mitzvah the best that they can. When it comes to Sviyas HaOmer, a young child really has no understanding of tamimus. It's very, very hard. And again, obviously, it comes to a point in time when they do appreciate what it means, 6 days in charge, but obviously, it's not going to be 5 years old. Maybe, I don't know, so I can't say for sure, but let's say you do have a child that doesn't have that full appreciation of tamimus, and another example. Let us say that, as you know for a fact, there's no way this kid is going to make it 50 days straight without making a bracha every single day. He just can't do it. It's not going to happen. He's going to forget. He's just not on that level. 5-year-old kid, every single night for the next 50 days, he's going to make a bracha and he's going to say the sefira. So according to many poskim, don't even waste your time. Don't go and say, oh, we know the sefira, we're going to count, let's count. You're wasting your time. That is not an inyan of chinuch. Also, another big shaila is what happens if the child goes to sleep before it gets dark. Okay, so many parents, they put their little children to sleep, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever it is, and it's not yet the zman of sefira. And even though maybe tonight he's up late, but tomorrow he's not going to be up late, the next he's not going to be up late, so since they're not even awake at the time when you make the bracha, when you do the sefira, it's not L'chaira in a time when a child, in the type of mitzvah which parents have an obligation to involve themselves in thinking about, to teach children the mitzvah of Sfira HaSoimer. Okay, so this is a topic in of itself. It touches upon all the different aspects of what is exactly Schinuch. They have to have a mitzvah of Shleimus. And when it comes to Sfira, you have many, many more variables.
What's the rush anyway?
What's the rush? I mean, whatever. Chinuch is Chinuch.
It's what's appropriate
at each level. You don't want to burn them out. Okay, then you talk to a psychologist who says, you know, don't lay it on too thick. You lay it on too thick, they'll get burnt out, and then later in life they're gonna reject it. Is that really true? The Gemara says fakert. The Gemara says that you should stuff them like an ox. The Gemara talks about a very young child. You teach them Gemara. I remember the whole Gemara. At 5 years old, you do this. At 10 years old, you do that. And 15 year old, and 15 when he's 15 years old, you do this. And the Gemara says there, and during those young years, you should stuff him like an ox. Force-feed him.
With age-appropriate material.
Okay. So you do see such a concept in the Gemara that chinuch involves forcing it over upon him. Not going easy. Going with a certain degree of intensity for his age. Today, a lot of psychologists don't tell you that's not a good idea. They tell you, be very, very careful, go easy, go slow. The child has to warn on his own. It should be exciting. Otherwise, it will backfire And if it backfires the wrong time of his life, you're in a lot of trouble. So what the Gemara says, fakert. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Chanech l'nal pi darko, is the Gemara only for its time? Does it's not timeless? It's not that, you can't say that. What?
To the individual.
Okay, so
l'nal pi darko means, but you don't see that.
Flood warning.
Yep.
Okay, so this.
I was wondering whether in Noah's time all these
calls. So this is a big debate among the Paiskim.
You should get whoever is saying the same Talmud.
Okay, so this is a big debate, and when it comes to Sfiras Sa'omer, there are many, many more variables, because it's done at night, late at night, when the children are already sleeping. Number two, you got to explain the concept of Shleimus, 50 days of Tzimimus. Number three, the kid's not going to make it to the finish line. He may start out on the night one, night two, night three. There's no way he's going to make it to day 50. And if you know for a fact you're not going to make it to day 50, then l'chaira, you don't even start. Because tamimais demands that you have some degree of making it to the finish line. Okay, now let's talk about the most popular topic of children. And that is a bar mitzvah boy becoming bar mitzvah during the days of Sfira. So the shaila is he allowed to continue making a bracha when he becomes bar mitzvah? And let's say it's the middle of up to day 10, and now his bar mitzvah. So he missed the first 10 days. The first 10 days, he was not yet bar mitzvah. So those days were done without an obligation. Now he's a mitzvah oiseh, and he has only a partial number of days left until the end of Sfira. But built into the mitzvah of Sfira Samer is the concept called temimois. And he's not going to have temimois. How then is he allowed to make a bracha both before, when he's a child, because he'll never be able to do the mitzvah of chinuch b'shleimus? Right? If he's a child and he's going to finish the sphere before he's bar mitzvah, so the entire mitzvah is the mitzvah of chinuch. If he's not going to finish, so how is he even allowed to make the bracha when he's a child? Forget about it. Most people ask the question the other way around. Now that he becomes bar mitzvah, it's a bracha levatola. Because you cannot combine what happens after bar mitzvah with happened before bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah is not a bar chayuva. After bar mitzvah is a bar chayuva. And the bar chayuva does not have a din of shleimus, of tmimus, because he's missing the part that was not tmimus. So how then will he be able, are you allowed to make a bracha when he become bar mitzvah? But think about it from the other perspective. How is he allowed to even do midin chinuch? Chinuch, like we just said, demands that you do the mitzvah b'shleimus. And since the child will not have an opportunity to do the mitzvah b'shleimus because he's going to become a mitzvah before he finishes his counting, it's not considered to be a sfira of chinuch. So this is the age-old question. This has been the topic of many bar mitzvah pshetlach throughout the ages. And there are many, many approaches. Halacha l'maisa, you should know it's a machlokes ha'poskim. Indeed, there are many poskim, you'd be shocked to know, that Taka say that when you become bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to make a bracha. A boy who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira should not make a bracha on his own. He should answer amen to the Shlech Tzibur, or someone should be mitzvah him. He should not make a bracha. There's a nice collection of Rishonim and Mamash say this to be true. It's interesting, they don't discuss what about making the bracha before he's bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
So L'chore, it should be the same thing. I don't know, they don't say anything. L'chore, how can he go make a bracha when he's not yet bar mitzvah if he knows that when he comes bar mitzvah, then it's going to become bar chiyuva? So until now, he's only doing it in chinuch, and chinuch is only doing b'shleimus. And since he knows he's not going to be able to make the mitzvah, so he shouldn't make a bracha then either. Maybe that's taka true. Maybe that's exactly what they would hold. However, that's not the way we paskin. I'm not saying everyone doesn't paskin. Maybe you'll find some family, some paiskim, some dayanim that do paskin like that. But ruba de ruba.
It can't be helped.
Why can't you just say, I'm worried about today. What will be tomorrow?
Tanimais demands that you worry about tomorrow. That's what it says. Sheva Shabbosai. This is a very unique mitzvah. The mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer is a unique mitzvah.
Let's say tefillin is different.
Why is tefillin different?
If you don't keep cleaning,
tefillin is no tmimais. Tefillin is every single day is a completely separate mitzvah. Every single day. separate mitzvah. The Tzuras HaOymer is Sheva Shabbos Sais Tzimimais. If you know in advance that you're not going to be able to have 50 days, then you shouldn't even begin the mitzvah. So a child who's going to become bar mitzvah, l'chayra, should not even do this mitzvah, because since he's going to have, when he's become bar mitzvah in the middle, so he's not going to have tmimois midin chinuch. And then when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's no longer chinuch. Now it's by as an obligation, and that obligation is also lacking in tmimois. He's missing the days before he became bar mitzvah. So nishtahi nishtaher. So therefore, Enochanami, I'm telling you, there are places in Rishonim, I can't remember all names, I can't remember, but we did say the talk about a boy who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Svira, he should not make a bracha. Because he does not have tamimos. Tzfilin, every day is a new day, a mitzvah. So before he's bar mitzvah, there's a question, do we trust a child to be careful with the sanctity of tefillin? So the answer is, not really. And that's why we don't give tefillin to a 6-year-old. We don't give tefillin to a 10-year-old. We don't give tefillin to a 12-year-old because we're afraid that they're going to not treat it with kavan, with the proper respect. And also they may pass gas or they may do things with their tefillin which are not proper. Therefore, we don't give them tefillin until they become bar mitzvah. And if you want to go and give them a little training, so we give them a month. We make it to give them 1 month, 3 months, a couple of days. There are different customs to how early a bar mitzvah boy begins to practice before the tefillin, before he becomes. That's totally relevant to the sugya of Sfirat Seimer. So let me present you, halacha l'maisa, we paskin, not like these Rishonim. Everyone, I would say probably 95% of Klal Yisrael, it's safe to say at least 95% of Klal Yisrael is of the opinion that a bar mitzvah boy, if he's counting from before he was bar mitzvah every single day, and then becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sefira, can continue to count with a beracha. And now the question falls in the court of these Rishonim. Why? L'chayra, the other Rishonim that we do not paskin like, all right, you don't have tamimois as a bar chiyuva. So why is it that we reject those Rishonim and we follow, 95% at least follows the opinion that a bar mitzvah boy does make a bracha? What is the lundus why they should be permitted to recite, continue reciting Sfira? So let me present you with a collection of answers. First answer is an answer from the Mordechai. Everyone likes to touch upon the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says in the Chiddush that is off the charts, and it's very, very hard to wrap your head around. The Mordechai says that chinuch is a mitzvah de'oraisa, and basically it turns every mitzvah that a child does into a de'oraisa. So the reason why the child is doing the mitzvah before he's bar mitzvah is because of the mitzvah of chinuch. Chanoich la'nar al pi darkoi. So that mitzvah of chinuch is a de'oraisa. The way the Mordechai seems to everyone is, the Mordechai is only like one line. It's got one liner. So I once looked it up. So one line, it doesn't really say very much. And all of the Achreinim are making pulpulim for bar mitzvah boys to explain what this means. And basically, one of the common approaches is that a chinuch holds, chanoich lanar al pidarkoi, upgrades the mitzvah into a mitzvah de'oraisa. It's not just that there's a mitzvah to train a child. But when the child does the mitzvah, the child is doing a mitzvah midrabanan because he's not a bar chiyuva. When the child actually does the mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah de'oraisa. But he's not a bar chiyuva. That's right. He's not. So if he doesn't do the mitzvah, there's no punishment. He's not chayiv to do the mitzvah in and of itself. But it's chinuch. He's doing it from a different angle. From a different angle. Chanoich lanar al pidarko. It brings to life his lack of obligation, ki ilu he did a mitzvah de'oraisa. So when a child then counts Svira, let's say our exil, first 10 days, he counted Svira with exactly the same degree of obligation as what he will be doing after he becomes bar mitzvah. Svira is only going to be rabban, by the way. So it's even better by the case of Svira than it comes to other mitzvahs. Because Svira is midrabanan. We pask it. So after Svira, there's a chiyuv, a bar chiyuv to count Svira. Before bar mitzvah, there's no chiyuv, but there's chinuch, chanuch lanar. So if the child does take advantage of the chinuch, and he does the Svira, we don't just look at the Svira that he did those first 10 days and say, yeah, it's just a chinuch, it's a shvach ha'maisis. No! That counting of 10 days has come to life. It's been injected with ruach chayim, that makes it equal to the same thing that he will be doing after bar mitzvah. So for Sri, it's wonderful. It's all one continuous flow of chinuch. Excellent. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So this, they all gets into the pilpulim on the bar mitzvah. Listen, you have to listen to the bar mitzvah, the pilpul bar mitzvah. You got to.
Yeah,
no,
they all sing in this.
No one listens. No one listens. Who ever listened to a bar mitzvah in modern times? Maybe one in a million, right? How many people listen to pay attention to the public? Because, like you say, because the child doesn't say it clearly enough, and the people are talking and yapping away, so it doesn't work.
Eating.
Not always, depends. All right, whatever it is. But, excellent question. Upon whom is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch upon the father, or is the mitzvah of chinuch upon the child? The father is just a hechatimsa. The father has an obligation to train the child, but the child has the obligation to be trained. Chanoich lanar al pi darkai. Is this mean that the goal is the child should be trained? So really it's the child's mitzvah. And the father is the one that pushes him along. Or no, it's the father's mitzvah. The Torah is addressing parents. Parents! I'm giving you a mitzvah deraisa. So therefore, it's a bit of a stretch to say, if you learn that the mitzvah is on the parents, and you'll tell me it's a deraisa, it upgrades the mitzvah to be a deraisa, okay, it's a deraisa. But it's still a different deraisa than what happens, or it's a different mitzvah than what happens after he becomes bar mitzvah. Because after he becomes bar mitzvah, he's doing it because of his personal obligation. Before, it's a full-fledged mitzvah. Why would you say that?
That the chinuch is the first pen, and the rest will no longer be his.
So that's a problem. That's exactly right, the point. So this whole thing that I told you, right? Exactly. Exactly. So this whole pilpul that I told you works out much better if you learn the mitzvah of chinuch is be'etzem a mitzvah on the child. So the Mordechai is upgrading the mitzvah of chinuch. It's not just chinuch is a mitzvah. Chinuch upgrades whatever you're doing to be full-fledged. For who? For the child. Oh, so the child did a full-fledged sira for the first 10 days before he was bar mitzvah, and then he does a full-fledged sira for the next 39 days. So now you can combine the two. But if you're going to tell me that the chinuch, the first 10 days, is not on the child, but really it's a chinuch for the father, good, the father, is the chinuch is making the mitzvah full-fledged. But it's a full-fledged mitzvah that is coming from the perspective, or from the angle of the father. These are just words. A lot of this is very, very vague. So this is a debate. This is a debate. It touches upon what is chinuch, the father, the child. It's chinuch deraisa midrabanan. The Mordechai seems to say that chinuch is not just tam a mitzvah. It makes whatever you're doing into a full-fledged mitzvah, which allows us to combine what happened before with what happens afterwards. This is one approach. Now, let me give you another answer, which I think is mind-boggling. It's a mind-boggling answer. I think this answer, I'm telling you now, the scheme over here in this Sefer, from the Sefer and the Sudar, it really opens up a whole new world into the mitzvah of chinuch. This other Achronim suggests as follows. 100% you are correct that a child cannot do the mitzvah like the other the Rishonim that we began with. It becomes bar mitzvah. There's no tmimus. It's impossible for a child who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira to be mekayim the mitzvah this year of Sfira Sa'imer. Sfira Sa'imer demands tmimus. It demands tmimus. He becomes bar mitzvah in the middle. There's not going to be tmimus. So you're wasting your time. Bracha, l'chari, you can't make a bracha. Why then do we make a bracha? Why is the min going to make a bracha? You know what the answer is? You're making the bracha midin chinuch. What do you mean midin chinuch? We are misled to believe, we're foolish in thinking, chinuch ends chanoich lanar al pi darkai. When does chinuch end? The day of the bar mitzvah. Baruch shepotrani me'ayin shoy shel zeh. My obligation to train this child has come to an end. Now, kiddo, you're on your own. Abayisai, chinuch never ends. As long as a person, as a parent, he may be 100 years old, and his father is 120 years old, the father has the mitzvah de'oraisa to be mechanech his child. Mitzvah chinuch. If a child is 12 years in one day, and he's going to finish Sefira Sa'ayme before he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Is the child have an obligation to count Sefira? Of course. Chinuch, right? Because it's all gonna be in chinuch. Not like our shaila. Our shaila was it's half and half. So you have a chinuch and you don't have a mitzvah. Nishtahi nishtahar. But let's make it very simple. The kid's 12 years old, and it's now gonna be Sefira Sa'ayme, and he's gonna finish the sphere way before he becomes Bar Mitzvah. There's gonna be Tzmi, and he understands Tzmimos. He stays up every night until 1 o'clock in the morning, this kid. And he's a smart kid, disciplined kid. He's going to make it all the way to the end. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch for the child to count 50 days, 49 days? 100%. Every night when he makes the bracha, why is he making the bracha? Chinuch. You'll tell me, is it the Mordechai, not the Mordechai, the Reis, the Rabban, forget about all this lundis. Put us all this lundis out the door. There's a mitzvah of chinuch, whatever chinuch means, to count 49 days. Just because this kiddo begat bar mitzvah in the middle doesn't take away from the chinuch. The reason why he's making the bracha after he becomes bar mitzvah is because of the tenimos of the chinuch. There's still chinuch after you bar mitzvah. Just because you're now a bar chiyuva, I'm now a bar chiyuva. Can I be mekayim the mitzvah now midin bar chiyuva? No. Because midin bar chiyuva, I don't have tenimos. But when I started the mitzvah, I was a child, and as a child, there's a din of tamimos, and I can do it for 50 days, and the chinuch also applies after you are bar mitzvah. Isn't that amazing? So therefore, if as long as he starts before midin chinuch, he continues to recite the brachos and recount sphere after he's bar mitzvah, midin chinuch. No worse than he was a child, because chinuch does not end after you become bar mitzvah. Most of the time, we discount the chinuch because you're your own man. I'm a bar chiyuva, so forget about my father. Ha ha! Look at me, I'm my own person. That's nonsense. Chinuch goes on forever. Rabbi Benja recently had the opportunity, a privilege to read that book, that likut of 10 years worth of the Yated. I told you that they had the Ated Chinuch roundtable where they pose a question to all the top mechanchim of the country, and each one gives them their opinion. Very, very interesting. All different opinions, different takes, all over the country, different types of mechanchim. One single question, you'll get 10 different answers, and it's very, and they're all true. It all depends upon, you know, all, and he writes there in the Adama that he spent an enormous amount of time every week thinking exactly what to answer. And speaking to people, and many times he quotes people that he spoke to, and really thinking it over very, very carefully before he put down in words his answer to the question. So, and they took 10 years worth of this stuff and put into a book. That's impressive, because it's, a lot of people write books, they just, you know, some books, not, and it depends, they just, you know, they spit it out. You have over here 10 years worth of real deep thought in answering questions relating to chinuch, and this is something which he deals with every single day. This is his life, leading one of the biggest schools in America. You know, this is serious stuff. Okay, so, and obviously a lot of people will disagree with the things that he says, and that makes it even more interesting, right? But there are a lot of golden nuggets in this book. A lot of golden nuggets in this stuff. And one of the things that caught my attention is he says, people make a mistake and they think, a bar mitzvah boy. I don't know if people make a mistake. Oh, he's bar mitzvah. He now is wearing that hat, jacket, puts on the white shirt, right, wearing his sneakers. Oh, now he says, don't make any mistake. A bar mitzvah boy in the world of chinuch, for us mechanchim, he's just one day older. He's one day older. The little brat is just one day older. Just because he puts on tefillin, he has a hat and a jacket, and oh, he's a spitz, oh, he's a bar mitzvah boy, and he got all these presents, and he had a big fancy bar mitzvah. Big deal. The kid is a child, is a child. He's one day older. You had no respect for him yesterday. So don't have any respect for him the day after he's bar mitzvah. He's the same child. That's what a mechanic has to know. Nothing really happened. Nothing happens when you go through bar mitzvah. It's all the same. It's all the same. One day older. Okay, you train him, avada, all the bar chiyuva. I know all the Torah. But from a chinuch perspective, it's mamish what it says here. The child became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer. What is he going to do now? He's stuck in the middle. He's a bar chiyuva. He doesn't have tanimos. That's right. So, but keep on counting. You know why? Because the counting that he is involved in is a counting of chinuch. It started when he was before bar mitzvah. You continue the chinuch. Whoever told you chinuch ends when you become bar mitzvah? It's meridic. Unbelievable answer. Okay, one more answer at a time, and then one more answer. Another very nice answer, and this only applies to a 12-year-old boy. There's a halach in the Gemara that says that even though a child cannot do a mitzvah, a child can make a neder. Gzeres akosef, mufla ish. The Gemara said the word ish. The Gemara makes a drasha. Mufla somuch leish. It's a halachic principle. Those who learned Afilmi know this principle. I've got the exact words. Mufla hasamuch leish. In regard to the laws of nidorim, a neder. If a child makes a neder, I take a vow, I'm going to do a certain thing, or I'm not going to go do a certain thing, he is obligated to keep his vow. Question is a d'oraisa, the rabbanim, some say it's mamish d'oraisa. It's called a mufla samuch le'ish. When a child begins to count sfira before he's bar mitzvah, that has the status of a neder. A neder. Therefore, it's a chiv deraisa, according to some. Of nachiv deraisa, it takes on a whole new obligation, which means it doesn't make a difference if he becomes bar mitzvah in the middle. If you're dealing with other mitzvahs, so until I'm 13 years old, I'm not a bar chiyuva. When I become bar mitzvah, I become bar chiyuva. You have a split. You got a split, you got trouble. There's no tmimas, nishtahi, nishtahair. But when you make a neder, then there's no breaking point between 12 and 13. Once you're 12 years old, and you make a neder, you have an obligation to keep that mitzvah. So there's really no difference. The counting of the sphere becomes in the category of a neder, that upgrades his status before bar mitzvah. Instead of looking it, we all look at the problem, we all focus on the problem, is that after it becomes bar mitzvah, it's a new chiyuv. So how are we going to downgrade what he does after to make it okay? No, don't look at it from... Look at upgrading what he's doing before. The way we upgrade before becoming bar mitzvah is understanding that it's a neder. And when it's a neder, there's really no difference between before 12 years old and after, and before 13 and after 13. But this is not such a great answer, because this answer shifts the shaila to the difference between 11 years old and 12 years old. What happens if a boy becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes 12 years old in the middle of Sefira? So until he's 12 years old, He's not obligated to keep his neder. And after he's 12 years old, then there is an obligation of a neder. So then you have a problem. How are you going? If you're telling me this answer, such a gewaltig answer, it solves the problem for bar mitzvah, because it's the whole counting of the Omer is all in the category of a neder, which starts when you're 12 years old, so it's one continuous spin of doing the mitzvah, the neder. Very good. When you're dealing with a boy that becomes 13 years old in the middle, becomes bar mitzvah in the middle, so then you have a solution. Because really, it's not a tali in the bar chiyuva, it's all in the category of a neder, so the neder goes all the way through and through, and there's no hefset. But what about if it becomes the year before he became 12 years old in the middle of Sefira Soimer? So until he became 12 years old, there's no neder. It was purely a din of chinuch. Now, when he obligates himself to finish the counting of the days until the end of Sfira, it's a din neder. A din neder is a higher level, it's a deraisa. So that's the real shaila. When he becomes 12 years old, in the middle of Sfira. Another interesting shaila, what happens... When does the mitzvah of chinuch begin? Very difficult. That's what we started with. Does it start at 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old? Who knows? Let's say you get a team of the biggest psychologists, the biggest psychologists in the world, and they analyze this particular child, and they decided for this particular child, for this particular child, his obligation of chinuch for Sfiras Sa'omer, they have a consultation with all the biggest Gedolei Yisrael and all the biggest psychologists, and they conclude that for this particular child, his mitzvah of chinuch begins, right, happens to fall out, right smack in the middle of Sfiras Sa'omer. That's when his mind reaches a degree of maturity where he can do Sfiras Sa'omer. So now what does the child do? Because whatever he did before that date was not yet a bar chiyuva in chinuch. And whatever is after that, he is in the category of chinuch. But Sri requires tzinimais. All these lavish answers that we're giving until now are not going to help. Okay? Because there was no chinuch until now. And the answer of neder doesn't apply because there's no neder yet until he's 12 years old. And he's not a bar chiyuva either way. So here you have the real lavish shaila. What do you do if you can theoretically, which is impossible probably, but if you can theoretically make a determination that for this particular child, the mitzvah begins in the middle, what would he do, this child? Could he make a bracha when he's in the world of chinuch, when the chinuch is beginning after, in the middle of Sfiras Sa'omer? Okay, what else do I want to say? I think that's pretty much... That's a good child. That's a very good talk for a pulpo. Let me just see. I think I finished up. So make sure I got everything. I think we conclude this title. I want to make sure. Give me one half a second to turn to the page to make sure. Okay, one more answer. Okay, one more answer to this question. And that is, someone to say, is the counting of the Omer is not, the terminology is it a chiv or is it a mitzius? Okay, these are the two terms. Is it a reality, like a reality show? Is it a reality or is it an obligation? Some of the Achrayim want to suggest that the counting of the Sfira, the mitzvah, it's a reality. Did you count? Did you not count? It's not an obligation. You're really splitting hairs here. It's very hard. You have to think about. The bottom line is, did this child, did he count 50 days? He got his bar mitzvah smack in the middle. Yeah, he counted 50 days. That's tamimos. You have an obligation. See, I think maybe what he means is we're dividing the din of tamimos versus the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to count. It happens to be the Torah defines the mitzvah, it should be tamimos, like an esrog. There's a mitzvah to shake the lulav of an esrog, but there's a mitzias. What does the esrog look like? What does the lulav look like? What are the conditions you need? You have to have, there's not a chiv on the esrog. The esrog is an object which exists in this world, and the Torah told you, take that object, and there's a chiyuv for you to shake it. There's a chiyuv for a child, for a person to count. Then there's something called tamimos, 50 days in a row. Tamimos is not part of the mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, I have to count, I have to create tamimos. Tamimos is, that's the esrog. Did this human being, did he count 50 days? Sure did. 10 of them were done when he was not a bar chiyuva, and the other 39 when he was a bar chiyuva. Every day there's a mitzvah to count. You tell him, but I can't count because there's no tamimos, because I'm not a bar chiyuva. The tamimos is not in the world of chiyuv, of being a bar chiyuva. The tamimos is part of the category of mitzius, of reality. Did you count 50 days?
You said before that tamimos is part of the mitzvah.
No, that's what we're saying. Another mahalach. No, the tamimos, that's the chiddush. That's the another answer to this question. It's a new way to answer the question.
You look at every single day.
Every day is the chiyuv, and there's a tanai. There's a tanai that every single day will achieve a reality of tamimos. But you don't have to be a bar chiyuva for the tamimos. That's enough. Until now, we're saying tamimos, it's a din that's part of the mitzvah. The male, you have to be bar chiyuva for the, I'm not going to be a bar chiyuva in every element of tamimos, then you're wasting your time. Who said that's the pshat? There's a chiyuv to count every single day. There's a tanai. The tanai is that you have to count in a way that you know that you're going to have tamimos. You have to take a little vinestra. There's a mitzios. You better make sure what you're taking is a lulav and an esrog. Don't go take an orange and I don't know, some other carrot. Don't take an orange and a carrot. That's not the mitzvah. There's a mitzios. This is what it has to be. The tamimos is the mitzios. So the mitzios is not dependent upon being a bar chiyuva. I wasn't obligated when I had counted the first 10 days. But the bottom line is, I counted 10 days. I counted 10 days, and now I have 39 more days to count. So the 10 before and the 39 afterwards is going to make 49 days. And from those 49 days, whichever days I can, I'm a bar chayuva. I'm a bar chayuva. And there's, I'm not a bar chayuva. I'm not a bar chayuva. But it doesn't mean that if I'm not a bar chayuva all 50 days, I'm not yoitzeh. Because that's not what tenimois is. Tenimois is nothing more than a mitzias. Okay? So we get over here four lumnisha answers, or maybe even five lumnisha answers to the shayla bar mitzvah. I'm a whole pilpo over here. I get four bar mitzvah drashas. All lumnisha answers. Why a bar mitzvah?
If he becomes bar mitzvah, middle of Sukkot, he has to make his shechiyano?
This is another, yes, another very good shayla. Yeah, it's a very good shayla he's asking. On the Sukkah, you're on the Yom Tif. So that's the very good shayla. I don't know the answer. It's another shayla. Okay, we'll take a teeny little